Just real quick, I just want to share something, and this is going to sound really practical, but you know, just when we talk about the Lord and when we talk about things in general, I just want to encourage you that, you know, Jesus is not a person to kind of look up to and aspire to be like. You know, when we think about the Lord, it's never something to look at him, and like in a lot of Christian songs, people like long to be like Jesus and things like that. Jesus never someone to look up to, ever. And, you know, I understand that maybe people don't understand why I would say something like that at first, but Jesus is not, for the born-again believer, for someone who's believed on him and what he did for them at the cross, Jesus is not somebody to look up to. The Bible says in Hebrews that he is not ashamed to be called our brother and to call us brethren. And what that means basically is, I'm not going to explain the whole word brother, but that just means that we're like Jesus now. And we do not have to look to Jesus as something that I'm on a trip to being like Jesus one day. And I'm in a progression to being like Jesus one day. You know, we all collectively have to have our own personal understanding of how like Jesus we already are. And you know what? Sometimes people talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and they think that unity comes from the fact that, you know, oh, everyone has their own giftings and everyone is like used in different ways and everybody is so different in the body of Christ. But that's not really true. The Holy Spirit can perform different tasks, so we're not walking all over each other. Just makes sense that we're not all doing the preaching or not all doing the visual or not all doing, then nothing would get done. So there are different tasks that the Holy Spirit will perform. In fact, gifts of the Spirit are not who somebody is in Christ. It's just that the Bible calls it the manifestation of the Spirit. In short, if God's using you in a certain way, it just means basically that's the task that the Holy Spirit's doing. It absolutely does not have anything to do with your identity in Christ. Because what makes us united is when we all have our own personal understanding of who we are, and that is exactly like Jesus. There is nothing that will make us more united than simply that. That's called the unity of the faith, when we all believe the same. But more particularly, I just want to point out today what it is that we're believing. And, you know, we've already been made like Jesus, but that we don't always acknowledge the fact that we are like Jesus, and we don't always think in a fashion like Jesus. And what I mean by that is, in our minds, we don't always have that realization carried with us that we are like Jesus already, and God is not going to improve you ever. And like I said, as much as this may sound practical because maybe we've heard this before, that is what we really need. And I really encourage you with that, especially just right now, that we need to have our own personal understanding of the fact that I am like Jesus. And that's what produces fruit. But you know what? Fruit has to be the furthest thing from your mind. And the only thing that's going to alleviate that from your mind, fruitfulness, is knowing that you are like Jesus right now. And you have no need to try to aspire to be something or somebody, not even Jesus himself, because you've already been made like Jesus. And what could you aspire to if you're already just like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you are exactly like him? And I will stop with this, but I shared a while ago, Miss Tammy actually mentioned this to me a while ago also, because I mentioned it in one of my messages, that I had a wallpaper, and this may sound kind of stupid at first, but I had a wallpaper on my phone, and it was a lion. And I had just gotten some lion wallpapers, just because once the Lord showed me what the whole lion thing means and everything, it just basically means that he reigns, that he's king. And so I got some lion wallpapers just simply based off of that. And, you know, there was a picture that I had, and I just downloaded it, and it was a big lion, and he had a little lion cub, and he was looking next to him at this little lion cub. And at first, I remember I was on a walk, and I looked at it, and I thought, oh, look, it's like me and Jesus, you know? Like, we're both like, you know, because the Lord's made us lions like him, like kings like him. And I thought, oh, look, it's like me and Jesus, kind of like a, so I set it as my wallpaper. And then when I did that, I thought, you know what, Lord? That's really wrong. I said, if that were really me and you, because the picture was this big lion with this huge mane and this little lion cub next to him. And I thought, if that was really me and you, we'd both be standing next to each other, shoulder to shoulder, with big, huge manes, and be the same height, and be of the same look, and have the same, you know, kind of bulk to us. We wouldn't have, you know, this difference between us. We'd look exactly the same. And you know what? I will tell you this, most people, as silly as that story sounds, most people would not have made that observation. And I'm not saying that myself. The Lord is the one that brought that up to my remembrance. But I'm just saying, though, that most people would not even make that observation because of the fact that we don't think we're like Jesus. And as long as you're aspiring to be somebody else or aspiring even to be like Jesus, you don't know who you are in him. You don't know what he really did for you at the cross. So I just encourage you, that's what you want. to ask the Lord, Lord, show me how I'm already like you. When we talk about the renewal of our mind or listening to Jesus, that's the stuff he's going to be showing you, period. That you're already like him. And the thing is, I just want to encourage you, because we can hear those words a million times, but I didn't say that we need to hear those words more. I said we need our own personal revelation of the fact that we are already like Jesus. Until that hits us, there's no such thing as unity until everybody believes the same thing, that I am personally like Jesus. And that's what brings about unity anywhere. Everybody with their own personal thing with Jesus, knowing, I'm like you, Lord. Now, you know what? Once you have that, there's nothing else you need to be looking at. That's just a cool thing. So, all right. So that's that. And we'll pray, and then we'll give, and then we'll be good. All right, let's just pray. Father, we just come to you right now. I thank you so much, Lord, for the fact that, Jesus, based on what you did for us at the cross, thank you, Lord, for at the cross, Lord, is where sin was hung. And I thank you, Lord, that sin was hung at the cross. Sin was pierced at the cross. All the old bondages were pierced at the cross. And I thank you, Jesus, that when you rose, Lord, you rose first. And then, Lord, you were just the firstborn among many brethren. And I thank you, Father, that you are now able to call us your brothers and sisters and look us straight in the eye, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, we are not united in your likeness the way you were on this earth. We shouldn't look at your earthly ministry and say, oh, that's what Jesus did, so that's what I'm going to do. Lord, you were an awesome example of God in flesh in the way that you were living. But Lord, the reason why you said, Jesus, that we can do greater works is because there is a greater standing that we have than the way that you had the way you were on this earth, Lord. No wonder you said, greater works will you do, Lord, because Jesus, you had limitations on this earth in your earthly ministry that we are not limited to. I thank you for that, Lord. The limitations, Lord, or lack of them, I should say, that we have today is based on the glorified, risen, seated Christ today. And I thank you, Jesus, that we are like you, not in your resurrection, Lord, but just not in your resurrection, Lord. Not in just being raised, but in your ascension and in your being seated, in your being honored there, Lord. That's what we are like now. And I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for making us like you the way you are right now, Jesus. And Father, that's such an important point. So Father, we thank you so much that we do have a greater standing than even you had, Jesus, in your earthly ministry. And I thank you, Jesus, because you lowered yourself even below the angels in your earthly ministry. And now, Lord, you're seated above all things. And we have all things with you. We are Lord of all, Lord, with you. And we have all things, and we're just like you, Lord. We're no less righteous, no less perfect. Lord, our hearts are no less full, Lord, because we have the mind of Christ. We have every last detail of who Jesus is. We are just like Jesus. We are no less glorious, no less beautiful, no less honored by God, no less beloved by God than his son Jesus is. So I thank you, Jesus, for that. And Father, we need to all be understanding that. And in order to do that, Lord, we need to be listening to you so you can show us those things. But that is the goal that you're going to be trying to show us, Lord. Not to teach us something so that we can learn something and become something new, but Father, because we have so much, Lord. And many times, Lord, we don't carry around the realization with us, Lord. And you want us to carry around that realization 24/7 that Jesus, we are just like you now. So we thank you for that, Lord. We love you and we praise you, Lord, because you're the one that did all this for us. You made the sacrifice for us to become the old us. And the old man was crucified for sin at the cross. And I thank you, Father, that we are now made alive and made perfect with you, Jesus, because of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we're grateful to you, Lord, for all this. Amen.